Hello and welcome to Gorgeous Gossip. My name's Josephine Pembroke.
I'm Dana Freed.
So we're talking about sexiness today.
Yeah. Hello.
Yeah, we're talking about sexiness because it was on Woman's Hour this morning with Rowan Pelling, who's launching a new magazine called The Amorist. And she was with a couple of other women who were asking, what is sexy? Do we want to be sexy? Are we sexy? And then another thing we want to talk about is that Marietta Rop said the other day that she's 54 and she said, I'm a feminist, and I really am missing sexual male attention. I mean, not just the wolf whistles, you know, which we kind of, that stopped about 20 years ago. As soon as I started pushing a pram, that stopped. And then there onwards, obviously, I had wrinkles. But she's saying she just, you know, men even of her own age just don't flirt with her anymore. And she said it's a bit disheartening. So what do you want to talk about first, Donna?
Well, you know, one of the things that Rowan said was, I think they asked her, you know, do you mind being called sexy? And she said, 49? Bring it on. I think we all need to feel... Feeling sexy is feeling good within ourselves, feeling that we're alert, we're awake, we're alive, and sexual energy is part of that. I don't think that
fades. And we're desirable.
Yeah.
I mean, to be attractive, you know, I don't mind men fancying me, women fancying me. I don't mind young, I don't mind old. I just...
there is an incredible thrill, a frisson, energy that happens when you flirt, or when people flirt with you, or when people find you attractive, or you find someone attractive.
Yeah, you feel more alive, don't
Absolutely.
You? And you come, you know, obviously some sort of something happens within us, sort of some sort of hormone goes off that makes us feel sort of special, and our eyes shine and our smile goes a bit wider, and we also, that thing, that intensity when you fancy someone and you sort of, you can look in their eyes, you can't look in their eyes, and it's exciting talking to them,
mm-hmm.
isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I remember the thing of not being able to look in the eyes was really difficult.
Too powerful.
Yeah.
I might gasp.
Yeah. Now I have a thing that I fancy men with grey hair. It's another thing to
Oh, yeah, I sort of only fancy, you know, I only fancy what's attainable.
Yeah. But if someone with kind of grey hair walks, my eyes swivel towards it. It's really funny that
the
it's sort of like
fox.
my alert buttons changed. Yeah.
Well, I have a couple of tips for Marielle. If she's looking for a little attention, first of all, she's obviously hanging out with people her own age. No. Find yourself some real oldies and you'll imagine how young, youthful, and dewy you feel.
Okay. So you need kind of like 75 plus.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or if you're going to hang out, you know, with younger people. Okay. Sunglasses are awesome. Because you look much younger, and drunk people. So go to the races, wear your sunglasses, and hang out with the young people. You do not want to be around them the next morning when they figure it out, but at the time, flirt away.
Yeah, very good, very good. Now, I do find, because I went to Cheltenham races the other day, that men, when I first went there, I was sort of walking around very nice, and then about 2 hours later, men were beginning to really leer at me. And, you know, they do that thing where they just kind of really stare for a long time. And I thought, this is great. Okay, I know they're completely drunk, but at least they're looking at me, you know.
Hopefully they're looking just at one of me.
I'm not
eight of me.
I'm not invisible, you know.
That's the feeling, is that, you know, this, again, something that we always come back to. Yes, youthful, beauty, yes, love it, but... Yes, I'm not as young, but it doesn't mean we have less value. And I think we're very squanderous as a society that we don't value, you know, the contributions, the humor, the sexuality, etc., of older people. It's just, you know, the wisdom, anything. You know, it's like there's a lot to offer and people don't stop.
Do you think it's something to do with the menopause? Do you think that men literally have a radar that are looking for women unconsciously to have a child with? I mean, do you think that's
That's, you know, supposedly that's the thing.
Yeah.
You know.
But, you know, I went on, you know, my husband publishes the Oldie magazine. I went on a oldie trip and I had two men in their 80s fighting over me.
See what I'm saying?
I absolutely loved it. I had one man who was an ex nuclear submarine kind of commander.
So super smarty.
Yeah, really. And he's got a big house in Chiswick down by the water. I have also found out that he also has a wife in a home, but don't mind. You know, she's in the home quite far away. And the other man that loved me was called Barry Austin, and he owned a chain of menswear shops in the Midlands.
Love it.
Come on.
Love
and it. He was such fun, so gregarious, rag trade. And they both fancied the hell out of me. They did realise my husband was there, but they didn't mind. They were still like $2 over me. And guess what? I really enjoyed it.
Well, and also you want to have, if you have at our ages and being feminist, if two people, you don't really want like actual young, virile, fighting, ugh, people, you know, fighting over you. You want two people you can at least fend off with an umbrella. You know what I mean? Like, listen, we're not really serious. Just, you know, keep the flirting coming.
But the thing is that they were just flirting. They were gentlemen. They gave me loads of compliments. They were charming. I mean, it made me feel good. Isn't that what
sure
it's about?
I'm sure they felt now,
but
good
is,
too.
Am I not being a feminist? Is this not feminist? What?
I don't know, because I think our feminism from when we were young, that has moved on as well. Feminism has moved on from my experience already. And so I don't know what I judged as acceptable and what I was, you know, sort of railing against is different. And so I don't really know how to answer that question. I just know we are probably a product of our time and will be considered, you know, sexist old fuddy-duddies. But, you know, hey, so be it. Bring me the old men to flirt. Whatever. Call me what you will.
I don't mind the young men either. But I have noticed that men my own age don't flirt with me at all, especially my husband's friends. And I think, what's wrong with them?
They're your husband's friends. Duh.
I know, but they could still, you know, just...
A cheeky wink?
Exactly. Wink or a little slap on the bum or, you know, just to make me feel just attractive. I just want to feel attractive, you know.
And
but do what? It's that low self-esteem, but I want other people to tell me I'm attractive.
Yes, which is separate from the feminist issue.
Okay.
Although I think it probably stems from the same root when we were young. I don't think
we're used to men chatting us up. Yeah. Actually, no, I always chatted men up. And now, actually, I have become more old-fashioned in my old age.
I was going to say, why don't you just stick with that?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
You're sort of wanting the compliment to be returned.
Okay, and what did Rowan Pelling say on Woman's Hour today?
She just said, she was enjoying just being considered sexy, but also she was like, coming at it, there's so many different things that are sexy. But what both women seem to say is that self-assured, powerful women who were self-possessed, that's sexy. And
okay,
that is.
Right. I'm really self-possessed now. Look, I'm feeling it. Look, I'm becoming all, you know, my speech is slowing down. I'm in control. Look
She's
at me.
She's in the zone.
Oh, yes. I'm okay, boys. Come on, the grandpas. Now. Thank you so much for listening to RadioGorgeous.com. For more things like this, go to RadioGorgeous.com. Bye.